Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of the Parent Pick Me Up Podcast, the podcast where we help you to navigate the things that affect your students' development, achievement, and social emotional health. And so we look at a lot of things. Obviously, many of them are kind of technology related because everything sort of connects to technology in our world nowadays. But it's not always about that. And then we look forward to offering you some in-person opportunities and trainings if you're interested in that to help to answer some questions you may have or challenges you may face. So today I want to look at one, and there's a lot of ways to look at this, and you hear a lot about it. And so, yes, it's AI, but the whether or how to use AI or not use AI for research. And here's the thing with AI. You can have lots of opinions on it. I have my own. I will be honest. I probably read too many tech blogs, and so I tend to look at the people who say, you know, this could be the end of humanity. And so, but that neither here nor there. I think there's some cool uses for it. Some of the automation, some of the things that can help us be productive. Some of the creativity stuff's kind of cool. I will say, like, as much as I was against it the first time that I had it generate kind of a training guide, and it did it well, and I was a little annoyed, actually, because I was like, no, I can do this myself. But once I got past that, I was like, okay. I do see benefits for this. And the thing is, either way, regardless of who we are, what soapbox we want to get on, it's not going anywhere. The conversation today, for me, is one specific use of AI that I think is concerning as it pertains to our kids. I'd say ourselves as well. But at the end of the day, you're an adult, you're going to make the choices you make. But, you know, these conversations that maybe we want to have with our kids, and it goes back to the other episodes we've talked about, it all kind of connects, but it's that idea of, you know, we have this baseline, this understanding of things that don't look right, feel right, seem right, and sometimes our kids don't have that. And that's not new. We've always had to navigate kids through new things and challenges as they learn about the world around them. It's just in a way now where the world can get to them more easily. And so we have to help them to navigate in new and more informed ways. And so the thing for me is, and I say this, while AI has its uses and its benefits, I kind of choose not to use it for different reasons. Part of it's just I'm stubborn. Part of it's just I enjoy the challenge. Like, I enjoy the grind of, yes, I could go and say, AI, make this graphic or this invitation for me. I enjoy grinding it out and going through the process. Same thing with research, writing, all that kind of stuff. That's who I am. I like that. You may not be there. You may be in a situation where you're required to use it, or you just see other benefits to it, or you're so busy, you need it. All fine. But here's the thing with the research side, and I see this a lot, is that I just think there's some few things, really I'm going to go with three, that if we're not careful about, can get us into trouble. Now, I'm going to add one for kids specifically, and that is understanding that if they have been told you cannot use AI on a assignment, they need to understand that those boundaries exist for some reason, whether they make sense or not sometimes, that they have to follow them. So one of my concerns is our students, they go off to college, they don't think they mean business, and the next thing you know, you've paid for a class they're now failing or forced to retake, or these kids get themselves kicked out of college. And I just don't want that for them. So helping them to understand that these boundaries are going to exist, these people watch, they're tracking, they can figure it out a lot of times. And so helping them to understand that. But here's the other piece where I think you have to be careful. Understanding that they spent a lot of money on AI making it sound human. There's a lot of investment in that for a reason. Where this comes in dangerous with research is because it sounds so human, and a lot of times it's in a voice that you're going to like, it can sound extra smart. And so you tend to let your guard down and not necessarily read things with the inquisitive, challenging mind you might if you were checking other sources. So that's the first piece, is just kind of realizing and stopping and going, okay, it sounds human for a reason, but at the end of the day, it's still a computer. And so we need to be careful and mindful of that and train our kids to realize that, like, hey, just because it sounds good the way it's written and said does not necessarily make it any smarter. There was money spent to make it sound that way. So that's number one. Number two, the thing we have to be mindful of, and this is the reason I get concerned about this as a research tool, is the data set. So if you've done any study on AI, AI is kind of built on these data sets. They're huge. But in order for AI to grow as fast as it needed to for the business model, they had to really expand the data sets. Now, there's the one aspect of this where you deal with copyright and stealing people's artwork and writing, and that is problematic. And I think it's something we need to pay attention to and be concerned about and care about. But the bigger thing is that because they needed so much data, they started scraping all sorts of parts of the web, including social media and other deep recesses of online forums. So what that means is that the data that's in that set is not necessarily all good. And so when that information is coming back, it does not guarantee that it's the full picture. It does not guarantee that it's factual. And so being really mindful and careful of that, making sure we're still pulling from other resources or figuring out where those sources might have come from. Because again, you take that data set combined with the humanity that makes it sound like it's true, real, friendly, whatever the case may be, you can see where kids can get in trouble, either getting misled, putting stuff in a paper that's not true. And so you got everything from affecting them personally and their worldview to, you know, academic integrity and performance and all the things of that nature. The third thing I'm going to say is too, is realizing at the end of the day, it's still an algorithm. So really what it is it's just a, I'm going to say faster search algorithm. So it's searching all the things on the web, and just instead of you having to go to all the pages, it's taking and scraping all the information and it's shooting it out. But the thing with it being an algorithm is at the end of the day, it goes back to the attention economy we talked about. They want you using their tool and their platform. And so there's a piece of it where there's still an algorithm, if you're logged in to, say, ChatGPT, that is learning you and learning your behavior and your tendencies and your preferences. And so some of that information is going to get tailored to you, similar to your social media algorithms. And so keeping that in mind, and so that's where I get really worried. Again, everything from academic integrity to the opinions we're viewing or we're forming of the world around us and how to respond to different crises and situations and problems that we have, is that at the end of the day, it's still an algorithm. And so it's still feeding us information that's tailored to us and not necessarily the full big picture. So we can have a lot of debate about AI, when to use it, how to use it, you know, when kids should be punished or take into account that AI trackers aren't perfect, all that stuff that we'll continue to talk about a lot, probably on this podcast, but in other, you know, realms. But the big thing for me is when you look at it as a research tool, really, probably for me, I would encourage your kids not to use it for that because they're asking for trouble. And especially when they haven't learned research skills yet to like look at sources, learn historical facts, things of that nature. You know, it's better to go through the grind of doing the work, finding the articles, you know, all those things of that nature. I'm not saying they go to the library and flip through books, although that'd be great. But for the reasons that I mentioned, that humanity piece can be very misleading and tricky. The data sets are vast and not always have great information in them. You can do lots of reading and research of your own on that. And the other thing today, again, is an algorithm. So especially if they're doing academic work, they may not be getting fed the academic information. Instead, pieces and bits that are more tailored to what the system is starting to learn as their preferences and their voice and what they respond to that keeps them clicking and searching and doing all those things. So just something to think about, because I get there's a lot in the world we have to digest and figure out. There's a lot of pieces to it, but I think with that, when we're having these bigger conversations, sometimes we forget the little nuts and bolts pieces along the way that are important. So hopefully this helps. If you've got any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to talk about this or anything else. And then hopefully you'll turn into return for future episodes. The Parent Pick Me Up podcast is a production of the Raider Media Podcast Network. Please continue to check the Raider Media Podcast Network feed as well as SunnyvilleRaiderMedia.com for our many productions that are both staff and student produced.